This morning we want to bring in our friend Lieutenant Christopher White is with us now. We've just gone past the Christmas holiday with the Red Kettle campaign, but I know you can update us, and it looks like we've got some good news, Lieutenant, right?
Yeah, that's right. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are very happy to announce that we hit just in the late hours of Christmas Eve. We went over our goal of $288,000, and currently we stand at about $289,000. And so that's wonderful news. It allows us to be fully funded for this coming year, and we're just really grateful, especially the first few weeks of the campaign. It was that cold snap we had, and Kettles were significantly behind for a few weeks. But then, as you guys know, we had some wonderful weather over the last 3 weeks or so, and we only had a few rainy days. And that really helped push some of that, just helped push us ahead. In addition, we had some wonderful things like the ring-off that did just tremendously well that was kind of not anticipated, and that helped push us over that 100%.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bernie and Lieutenant Governor Keogh really did a heck of a job that Saturday. They doubled what they did last year, right?
Yeah, they did. And last year was amazing, too. And so when we put together our goal, we weren't sure whether that was going to happen again. And we were so grateful that they were able to do that. And that really was a blessing. That event itself, 49% of the entire goal. And so we were just flabbergasted when that happened.
Yeah, that is really fantastic, Chris. That is. And yeah, now, are you going to keep the fund drive going through the new year, or how does that work?
So we typically count any donations, obviously, towards the end of the year, if people want to give a year-end gift. And then some of the funds that come in during until the end of January will count towards the Red Kettle campaign. So last year, we did go over our goal slightly. And what that allows us to do is, now we're 100%. That means we're fully funded for the year ahead with all the services that we currently provide. But if we're able to go above and beyond that 100%, that gives us some room to look at some other services and look at how can we better use our resources, what more can we do for the community, and to kind of just make sure we're giving the best quality services that we can provide.
So the bell ringer's still going to be out for the next week or so, or what?
No, so the bell ringers are done. All the kettle stands have been brought in. We won't be doing that again until next year. But people can still give through the mail, or if they have mail appeal, or if they want to give by just coming in, they are able to do that through the new year. We're closed today, but we'll be open again tomorrow. I know many people have year-end gifts that they like to give, and so we encourage them if they want to do that. Just to send us a check, that will count towards the Red Kettle campaign still.
Boy, talk about those Red Kettle ringers, those volunteers. They really came through for you, didn't they?
They did. We had some wonderful volunteers this year because of this new system that we now have, registertoring.com. We have many first-time ringers. So people that had rung before, they just went online, signed up, found a place to work for them. We also had a number of organizations and agencies and schools that had never rung before. And so we were really happy to welcome them. And, they did absolutely fantastic. And I think volunteers, when the weather is nicer, they're more likely to sign up and say, you know, I think I could do a day. When people look outside and it's raining, snowing, freezing cold, people think, I'd like to, but it's kind of miserable outside. So we were really blessed by some wonderful weather, and I think that encouraged the volunteers, made it really well this year.
I spend a great deal of time at Schulte's grocery store, as you may or may not know, and there is a wonderful older lady that is there and has been there, I guess, for many, many years. Can you tell me a little bit about her?
Yeah, I'd love to. So that is the somewhat famous Miss Elizabeth. She's a mini celebrity within the Red Kettle campaign culture, and she's been at that same spot right now. This last season, she rang half days on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. She's done that for 29 years, always at Schulte's. And so next year is going to be a big year for her. It'll be 30 years of bell ringing. So we're planning to honor her. And I know a couple of years ago, she was honored with our Red Shield Hero Award, and we'll make sure next year is a big year for her, too. And she did really, really well this year. A couple of years ago, she started needing a wheelchair, and that was no problem. We were able to provide that. But the last 2 years, we've been able to decorate that wheelchair. And so if you've been at Schulte's, you maybe noticed that we put lights on it, and we put decorations on it, some bows and ribbons and everything. So she really likes that, and I think people do too. And just one really quick story. She tells a story of how, obviously, she's been doing this 30 years, and she had kids come up 30 years ago. Now, those kids have grown up, and those same kids have grandchildren who are very young who now give to the keto as well, and their kids come and say, when I was a kid 30 years ago, I gave to Miss Elizabeth, and I want you to as well. And I think that's just a wonderful picture of giving down through the ages, down through our generations. And Miss Elizabeth's been around a long time, and she's seen that that sense of family giving, and that's really important as well in our community.
And the Salvation Army has been at it for so long now, these Red Kettle campaigns, and you know, sometimes it's a struggle to make goals, and sometimes you have to extend things, but this has been a really good year and a really fantastic year for the Salvation Army.
It has been, and that is really down to the generosity of the community, you know, and special events like the Art of the Red Kettle, which did very well, brought in just under $3,000, and the Red Kettle Ring Off, which just blew our expectations away, have really helped. But it all comes down to how willing to give the community is. I always tell the bell ringers, our volunteers and our staff, that the beginning of our season, early November, we can't make anyone give $1 to our campaign. It's only by their generosity and the spirit of giving that pervades the holiday season that we're able to raise $10, let alone $288,000. It seems almost like an impossible challenge in early November. But every year our community comes through, and it's wonderful for us because it means we can continue providing those services that we always have done without fail, and we want to make sure we can keep providing them well into the future as well.
Lieutenant Christopher White with us on 104.5 News Radio KWS Open Air. Just real quickly, I'll do a real quick personal thing here. As you can tell, Lieutenant White didn't grow up in Central Missouri.
That's right.
This is Boxing Day in Great Britain. Tell us what goes on Boxing Day in your home in Great Britain.
Sure. So I know for many people, I know my wife grew up opening her gifts on Christmas Eve. So in England, Christmas Day is kind of like your immediate family. It's when you open most of your gifts. And then for Boxing Day, for me, which is also a national holiday, was always the extended family. So those were the days where we went to our cousins, my aunt's house, grandparents, and we got kind of like a second Christmas. So we had all the gifts from them. So it was wonderful because it was like a two-day celebration for Christmas. Parents' gifts on Christmas Day, and then extended family on Boxing Day. So I do encourage our staff has an extra day off today. They've worked so hard over the Christmas season, and it's a day for our family to spend together as well. And so we're excited to do that today.
Well, that's so fantastic, Chris. That is great. Love having you here, and it's been really great working with you guys. And hopefully we can keep on going and get some more funds together here that you can do more with as you go along through the rest of the year.
Lieutenant Christopher,
yes. Lieutenant Christopher White from the Salvation Army, thank you so much, and we'll do it again next year for sure.
That's right. We'll be here. Thanks, Dick. Have a great day.
Take care.